Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two people claim to know everything about something, but only one knows anything.
They want us to change our name.
What? Wait, who?
Disney.
Great. Robot mice.
The Big Fib!
That's now our name.
The Big Fib!
Show's still the same.
The Big Fib!
Let's play the game.
The Big Fib!
We're still on fire, busting liars. But now, the Big Fib!
From Turtle Creek, Pennsylvania,
it's the Big Fib.
And now, here's your host, and the best Deborah Goldstein I know, Deborah Goldstein.
How many do you know?
I know.
Never mind. Welcome to The Big Fib, the game show where kids choose between the good health and long life of truth and the cold-blooded stinkpots of lies. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and in the studio today is our sound effects robot, Lisa, which stands for Live in Studio Audience.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all of my fans. I see you. I live for you. You complete me.
Wow, that's so nice of you to acknowledge your fans.
You know, they really do deserve all the robot love I can download. Also, I'm a true believer in the notion that you get back what you give. So if anyone would like to give back, you can submit your adoring comments at bestrobotever.com.
Okay, I don't think you're supposed to...
Stop there? Right. I should tell everyone where they can mail their gifts to.
Okay, no, you're not supposed to tell people that you want gifts. So you need to let your fans give without solicitation.
Okay, that's silly, Deborah. How will they know that I would love for them to send me fuzzy slippers and a dog and a walrus?
I think you should just stick to the giving from yourself, from your own heart, and not expect anything in return.
Fine.
Okay. So why don't you give us an explanation for how our game works?
Here's how it works. You send me a walrus.
No.
Every week we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert. The other, it pains me to say this, a liar.
Ouch.
Yeah. Woo! And it's the job of a human child to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We hope. What are we lying about today, Deborah?
We are lying about turtles.
Whoa!
A slow-moving reptile covered by a scaly or leathery domed shell. Lisa, do you know much about turtles?
Turtle wax really brings out the shimmer in my metal.
Oh, no, I'm talking about turtles, the reptile.
Okay, well, I'm sure turtles, the reptiles, would really appreciate a layer of turtle wax for their shells.
Possibly. Oh, let's see if our contestant shares the same opinion. Who is our contestant today?
Our human child contestant is a fourth grader from Maine who has a pierced ear.
Ooh.
Noah Strauss.
Wow. Hi, Noah Strauss. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. You have a pierced ear. Which ear is pierced?
My left.
And who pierced it? What happened?
Was it an accident?
I would not like it if that happened.
If it was an accident.
This was an intentional piercing.
Yeah.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, I actually went to a tattoo parlor.
Whoa.
Yeah, we send all of our kids to tattoo parlors.
Yeah, did you get a tattoo also, or is that next year?
I don't think I will.
No? I think that's probably
that's wise for now.
Yeah. All right, well, welcome, Noah. We're so glad you're here. We want to learn some more fun facts about you, but we are going to do it playing two truths and a lie. So you are going to tell us three facts about yourself. Two of them will be true. One of them will be a lie. Noah Strauss, what are your three facts?
Okay, so my favorite animal is a snake.
Uh-huh.
My favorite sport is baseball.
Okay.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
Whoa. Okay. I have no idea. They all sounded like they could be true or false. What do you think, Lisa?
Okay, here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
This dude's crazy guy, wild child, gets his ear pierced, right?
Okay.
That kind of guy? Like snakes.
Okay.
Lives wild, bad boy kind of guy.
Okay? Sure.
That kind of kid? Likes the danger of riding around on a unicycle.
Okay.
That kind of kid? Very bored by baseball, not exciting enough for him.
Interesting.
Unless it's like full combat baseball.
I don't think so.
Baseball one is the lie. I am welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Good night.
Well, let's see. Okay, Noah, which one of those facts is a lie?
He's right. I hate baseball. Oh my gosh.
Because it's so boring.
He's so good at that. Okay, is that true? Is that why you hate baseball?
No, I just hate baseball because I feel like it's boring.
That's what I said!
Okay, we don't want angry mail about baseball. For some people, it's very interesting, fascinating, mathematical, all those things.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said, boring.
But not for you, right, Noah?
Yeah, I do like math, though.
Yeah, math is great.
Okay, but you do like snakes. Do you own a snake?
I want to.
You want to? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you're going to be excited. Look under your chair.
No, he's kidding. And you can ride a unicycle?
Yes.
Wow. Did you teach yourself? Did somebody help you do that?
I taught myself, but I'm actually teaching a unicycle club at my school.
That is
Whoa, dude. Cool.
I'd say that's really special. Okay.
All right. All right, he's just staring at me. Got canceled.
Our first expert is Brendan Pisarski. Brendan, please introduce yourself to Noah.
Hi, Noah. My name is Brendan, and I work at an aquarium where I take care of sea turtles.
Okay, thank you, Brendan. Let's meet our second expert, Colleen Oldham. Colleen, please introduce yourself to Noah.
Hi, Noah. My name is Colleen, and I'm a marine biologist and turtle rescue volunteer.
Okay.
Drumming like it's hot.
Turtly cool sounds, Lisa.
Oh, thanks. It's hot seat time.
Okay, that's true. Yes, that's when we put our experts on the hot seat while they answer Noah's questions. Lisa, who should we put on the hot seat first?
Colleen Oldham.
Okay.
Because I love eating old ham.
Okay.
Yeah, because some people eat fresh ham. I like old ham because other people don't want it, so I get to eat a lot of it.
Okay, that's a good reason. All right, Noah, what's your first question for Colleen?
How did you become interested in turtles, and what kind of training did you have for your job?
Well, I would like to say that I was really into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as a kid, but really I loved National Geographic, and I always loved animals, but I was always watching the turtle shows more than the other ones. So I went to the University of Hawaii at Honolulu to study marine biology, and I still work there on their faculty.
Brendan, tell me more about what you do with turtles.
All right. So along with taking care of them at the aquarium, I have also worked in sea turtle conservation as well, where I have helped out loggerhead sea turtles who have been abandoned in nests and rehabilitate them and release them back into the wild. We get to learn a lot about the species by helping them out that way.
What have you learned about them?
I personally have learned that they actually will spend the first 3 months of their life after hatching in the exact same waters. So they won't go much farther than a few miles offshore of their hatching site for the first 3 months, and then they will spend the rest of their life in the deep ocean.
Whoa.
For both of you, what are the biggest threats to turtles?
Who would like to take that first?
Online bullying.
Yeah, well, that's probably not very nice. Yeah.
The biggest threat to turtles right now is pollution, but there are other natural predators, are like birds, dogs, you know, other animals that try to eat other animals.
Okay, and Brendan, did you agree with that answer, or do you want to add to that answer?
I'll add to that answer.
Okay.
So along with that, humans are also a big threat to turtles as well. They're the ones that mostly cause the pollution. But then they also have plenty of other in-ocean predators, some on land as well.
Okay.
Colleen, what's the weirdest kind of turtle that you've ever heard of.
Mm.
Ooh, the weirdest kind of turtle I've ever heard of is probably the Alaskan cold water turtle. They're going endangered because of climate change, but they tend to live in the northern oceans and they thrive in cold water.
I think the North Dakota scarf-wearing turtle is pretty weird. You can see them because they wear scarves, but then they always complain about the scarves. And they're like, yeah, but I want a green one. I got a yellow one. Ted got a yellow one. I want a yellow one.
I don't know. Where you meet those turtles?
North Dakota.
Oh, right. That's what you said. All right. Back to you, Noah.
To both of you, have you ever been bitten by a turtle?
Ooh.
I'll take this one first. Yes, I have. I've actually been bitten by, 4 different species of turtles.
Oh my.
What'd you do, dude?
I was only trying to give them some food. But you know, sometimes they think your fingers are food.
Do they have teeth?
Some of them do, yes.
Most of them just have beaks, though.
Oh, it still sounds painful, doesn't it?
Yeah, the beaks are pretty sharp.
Yeah.
For people listening, are your fingers food?
No.
No, okay.
All right, Colleen, have you ever been bitten by a turtle?
Only once. I was trying to untangle the little plastic soda ring from a turtle, and he bit me.
Oh, no. He didn't understand that you were trying to do him a favor?
No, just help me help you, buddy.
Aw.
I don't know if this is the exact answer, but I've bitten 5 turtles.
Why would you do that?
Just to see if I could.
Ouch, that's terrible. I hope that is not true.
I apologize.
Oh, no.
What species?
North Dakota scarf.
Again.
Then that Alaskan cold water. Then the Albertsons parking lot turtle. Then tomato turtle.
Tomato turtle?
Yeah, sometimes they're turtles inside of tomatoes.
No, that is not so.
It's a thing. That's 4. South American invisible turtle.
Yeah.
That was an accident.
To Brendan, what is the top of a turtle's shell called?
The top of a turtle's shell is called the carapace.
Hmm.
It's actually made out of the same material as our fingernails.
Whoa.
Colleen, what determines if a turtle is going to be a boy or a girl?
It can actually depend on the temperature around the egg.
Wow, really?
Before it hatches, yeah. If the temperatures are colder, males tend to be born. If the temperatures are warmer, it tends to be a lady turtle.
That's why climate change is actually affecting them, because there can't just be all girls, then they can't have more baby turtles.
That's exactly right.
To both of you, what was the funniest thing that's happened in your job?
So the funniest thing that's happened to me at my job, I was helping one of the green sea turtles get out of its tank so we could do veterinary checks on it. And turtles are way better in the water than I am, so he was able to pull me across the tank. So I went for a little bit of a ride.
Oh, no. Was it fun?
It was, yes.
Well, I think the funniest thing I found out about turtles while doing some research was that turtles mate for life, but they also have little wedding ceremonies.
What?
Yeah.
Yep, I've officiated.
Biologists have seen members of the same group, and they sort of line up and touch heads with the little turtle couple, and they get married.
Cute.
I just want to say, if any turtles are listening and you want to come on the show and get married, it would be our pleasure to host you.
Definitely.
And then I get to keep them.
No.
Support for The Big Fib is brought to you by Pretty Litter. Full disclosure, I have a cat, and his name is Arlo, and I'm obsessed with him. And when Arlo is healthy, he's happy. And that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when he needs a trip to the vet. Helping me keep tabs on my cat's health is just one reason why I use Pretty Litter. And I kid you not, before we got this sponsor, I was already using Pretty Litter for 2 years. And it's great! Its ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly, its super light base minimizes mess and dust, and Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. But here's how Pretty Litter helps me with my cat's health. It changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness in my cat, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on my cat's health and keeps odors down. I swear, you and your cat are gonna love Pretty Litter as much as me and Arlo do. Go to prettylitter.com/bigfib and use code BIGFIB to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB to save 20%. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the Shorts on Fire round, when our experts have to answer as many questions as they can before time runs out. Experts, you're going to have to rely on turtle recall to answer these questions. Noah, let's start with Brendan. You can ask your Shorts on Fire questions now.
How long do the oldest turtles live?
They can be over 100 years old.
Name one of the four Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Donatello.
What is the word for turtle in Spanish?
Tortuga.
True or false? Sea turtles were around during the time of the dinosaurs.
True.
Name three species of turtle.
Leatherback, green, and loggerhead.
Which type of turtle can swim the fastest?
Pass.
Motorboat turtle.
Go ahead, Noah.
How long can sea turtles hold their breath underwater?
Upwards to 5 hours.
Name one animal slower than a turtle.
A slug.
What is the name of the sea turtle in Finding Nemo that sounds like a surfing dude?
Crush.
And time.
I'm sorry, guys, time.
Okay. Lisa, please restart the timer for Colleen.
Okay, but it just ended. You sure?
Yes, I am sure.
Okay, I'll reset it.
Okay, Noah, you can ask Colleen your Shorts on Fire questions now.
How many baby turtles can a mother turtle have in a lifetime?
About 100.
Name one predator of turtles.
Fire ants.
Are turtles warm-blooded or cold-blooded?
Cold-blooded.
How deep can sea turtles dive?
10,000 leagues.
What is the lower shell called of a turtle?
It's called the basement.
How many different species of turtles exist?
Path.
Do all turtles have shells?
No, the Romanian naked turtle.
How heavy is the heaviest turtle?
It's over 2,000 pounds.
Name an ingredient in turtle candy.
Marshmallows.
And time.
That's all the time. I would settle for marshmallows.
Okay. Well, you look a bit shell-shocked, experts, but I think you did well. It's decision time. Our contestant Noah has to consider the selection of facts he's heard. Noah, who do you think is our liar, liar, pants on fire?
I think it's Colleen.
Why do you think Colleen is our liar?
Well, a lot of the Shorts on Fire were false.
Oh, I see. Okay, interesting. So you think you know some facts about this topic that she did not know or she lied about. Okay, will the actual turtle expert please tell us who you are?
I am Brendan. I am the turtle expert.
You got it right, Noah. That is right. Brendan Pisarski is an aquarist at the Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk, Connecticut, who was responsible for a loggerhead sea turtle conservation program. Amazing. Thank you for your service, sir. Okay, it's time to review all the facts and turn them turtle. Brendan, what information did Colleen share that came from a complete loggerhead?
Definitely the marriage. They do not mate for life.
They don't get married?
No, they do not.
I want my presents back.
You know, some of us wish they did, but they don't.
What else?
I might be wrong on this one, but I think the turtle candy doesn't actually have marshmallow in it.
It doesn't, no.
I still want marshmallows.
Pecans, caramel, and chocolate.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Another thing is I know the bottom of a turtle's shell is actually called plastron.
Very good, not the basement. Right. And what about this one? Do all turtles have shells? Is there a turtle that doesn't have a shell?
Well, the leatherback and a couple of other turtles have soft shells.
Oh.
But I think that they all have shells.
In some way.
Yeah.
Brendan, is that correct?
That is correct.
There is such thing as the Romanian naked turtle, though, right?
No, I made that up.
Oh, what?
Dear. That was a good lie.
I just ordered 5 of them off the internet.
Oh, no. Get your money back.
It was your money.
Oh, no.
I wonder what you'll get instead of the Romanian naked turtle.
Oh, right. No. It's a surprise. I guess we'll find out. So, and we also, you said, you mentioned a predator as ants. Is that a thing? Is that true?
Well, I know crabs are.
Crabs, uh-huh.
But I don't think ants are.
What do you say, Brendan?
For sea turtles, they definitely wouldn't be eating ants, but some terrestrial turtles would eat ants.
But would ants eat them?
Oh, no, ants would not eat them. No.
Right. That would seem.
Not at all.
Not so much. Okay, and Colleen, what facts did you share that were turtle disasters?
There's no such thing as an Alaskan cold water turtle.
Oh, that was a lie too?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
There's one other thing.
Yes.
Turtles can weigh way more than 100 eggs. What you were thinking of is a turtle could only lay 100 eggs in one hatchet.
Oh. Wow.
Thank you.
You are a turtle expert. No wonder you got this right, Noah. That's amazing. Anything else, Colleen?
Gosh, well, it was a lot of facts about myself.
Right.
That were lies.
But you made up some pretty good turtle names. I like those names.
Yeah, those you know, good. It. You could call me out on it because it's the name of a country and
right.
then a turtle. I also said that sea turtles can dive 10,000 leagues under the sea.
Oh, right. That's not true. What do you say, Brendan? Do you know?
I think the deepest they can go is about 1,000 feet, meters, actually.
1,000
Sorry.
Meters. Okay, meters. Not so much. I don't even know how much a league is. How much is a league?
I don't know. It's the name of a book.
Right. I didn't know, but I don't know how to measure that.
Yeah, I was wondering.
You were just right all around, Noah. You were right, right, and also very right. Well, we've come to the end of our episode, so it's time to celebrate our contestant, Noah. Thank you to our expert and liar, Brendan and Colleen, and to Lisa for his snapping sounds. And many thanks to our listeners tuning in to The Big Fib, where we celebrate and celebrate the truth.
The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media. Check us out online at bestrobotever.com to hear more great shows. Find out how you can participate and leave questions for me to answer on Ask Lisa. And now it's time for Deborah to buy me some turtles.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Talking about money can be so hard, especially when the person you're talking to is still learning how to do long division. That's why Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace, is here to help. I'm Bridget, and with my fellow co-host Ryan, we help teach your little ones about complex topics like bankruptcy, climate change, and why there's so much gold at Fort Knox, and so much more. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.